Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories focused on an oral weight loss drug achieving nearly 16% weight loss, an oral inhibitor for lowering blood pressure in uncontrolled hypertension, and three key decisions from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, including a new target goal date for ketamine, a new designation for ophthalmic gene therapy, and the approval of the first interchangeable biosimilar for omalizumab. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of March 9th, 2025. Let's jump in. CagriSema yields nearly 16% weight loss in phase 3. Redefine 2 trial. A fixed dose combination of cagrilintide 2.4 mg and semaglutide 2.4 mg. CagriSema was superior to placebo in adults with obesity or overweight and type 2 diabetes, but fell short of Novo Nordisk's expected greater than or equal to 25% weight loss. In the phase 3, Redefine 2 trial, CagriSema achieved a weight reduction of nearly 16%, compared with 3% for placebo, if all individuals adhered to treatment. Lorundrostat significantly lowers blood pressure in key hypertension trials. Efficacy and safety results from the pivotal Phase 3. Launch HTN and Phase 2 Advance HTN trials demonstrated the promise of lorundrostat treatment for uncontrolled hypertension or resistant hypertension. Both trials showed that Mineralys Therapeutics' oral aldosterone synthase inhibitor achieved statistically significant reductions in systolic blood pressure while maintaining favorable safety and tolerability. PharmaThere receives new early June FDA goal date for ketamine. In a release, PharmaThere announced the receipt of a new FDA target goal date for ketamine to treat anesthesia, sedation, pain, mental health, and neurological indications. In the amendment acknowledgement letter, the FDA acknowledged that the drug met criteria for priority review and set a new goal date of June 4, 2025. FDA awards, fast track designation to ATSN-201, gene therapy for XLRS. The FDA granted fast track designation to ATSN-201 for the treatment of X-linked retinoschisis, following orphan drug and rare pediatric disease designations. With this new designation, Atsina Therapeutics can receive the agency's priority review for their novel gene therapy if relevant criteria are met. FDA approves first interchangeable biosimilar for omalizumab. The FDA approved omalizumab IGEC under the name Omiclo as the first interchangeable biosimilar for reference omalizumab or Xolair, marking the first respiratory biosimilar, for the treatment of moderate to severe persistent asthma, chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, immunoglobulin E-mediated food allergy, and chronic spontaneous urticaria. The biosimilar was approved for subcutaneous injection doses of 75 mg per 0.5 milliliters and 150 mg per milliliter.